Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Working Experience. It's story time, or what we would like to call here at The Working Experience, shorts or shorties, where we discuss topics, thoughts, very, very short, brief interludes into The Working Experience, narrated by either myself or Maddie Kay. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Man, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
You need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
We're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Working Experience Podcast. This is Maddie Kay, and I'm just here to do a little short piece. It's just me solo, not the usual long form podcast that I do with John. Just my thoughts on a subject I've been ruminating on a little bit, tossing around in the old cookie jar. This one is the expectation trap. I'll just start right off by saying, just do the work. You know, stop thinking about where it's going to lead or what the ultimate goal of it is or, you know, things like that. And I call it the expectation trap because I think that sometimes we set ourselves up for failure. You know, I'll just take an easy one, New Year's resolutions. You know, people set unrealistic goals for themselves, set unrealistic expectations, like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by the end of the month. Now, it's very hard to predict what's going to happen to your body a month from now. It's very hard to predict what could happen in between now and then. You could get sick. You could get the flu. You could hurt your knee. I mean, any number of things could happen. So that type of expectation seems to be setting people up for disappointments. I mean, you can have whatever expectations you want. You can expect it to be 90 degrees in the middle of January. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, you can expect to get a raise at the end of the year. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. You can expect those things. You can hope for those things. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to happen. So again, that's why I call it a trap. You know, when we're trying to predict things that we really have limited control over. There's too much that's out of our control to expect most expectations to actually come true. And many times things do need to take their own course. You know, they need to take their own time. Now, this is not to be defeatist. Like, I don't mean to tell people not to try things, not to hope for things, not to have goals, but they need to be goals that I think you can in some way control. So your expectation could be, okay, I'm going to go to the gym maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday every week for the month of January, and I'm going to go for at least a half hour. That seems to me a very reasonable expectation. Most of the time, I think what happens, just to talk about the exercise thing, people set these crazy goals. You know, I'm going to go every single day for an hour. Well, that's a lot, you know, especially after you've worked all day. Or to try to get up at 4 a.m. to go before you go to work. I mean, that is a lot. By the time you get to work, you're so exhausted, you know, that the day kind of seems unproductive and you're kind of shot and, you know, it's hard to sustain. Going to work and then going to the gym every single day, that's hard. You know, that's rough. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm tired. You know, I get, my motivation is there at about 2 p.m., but by the time I get home and, you know, do whatever I'm doing at home, it gets hard to go back out and exercise. So again, realistic, like what can I do? I can go for a half hour. I can exercise for a half hour. If the gym is close, I mean, if the gym is, you know, a half hour out of your way, that makes it hard too. I've heard that convenience is a huge factor, should be a huge factor in choosing a gym. Or if you're just going to exercise at home, you're going to buy a couple of dumbbells. Like, you don't need to buy a whole weight set and put it in your gym, in your basement. You know, maybe a few dumbbells that you can work out with. Maybe a few push-ups. Maybe you say, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm going to run for 15 minutes after I get home. Or I'm going to run for 15 minutes in the morning. That's pretty reasonable. And if you can sustain that for a month, maybe two, you know, you work into it. I think one of the biggest pitfalls that people fall into, again, is like going hard for a month and then they're so exhausted they just don't want to do it anymore, which is very understandable. So that's just one example, you know, of somebody setting expectations. And when they're not met, then the whole thing just goes overboard. And that's a trap. You know, it can keep you from doing what you can because you're only focusing on doing what you can't. I would also say you have to love what you do. You know, work hard at what you love to do. You know, if you love writing, if you want to start your own company, if you want to, you know, you have a some sort of passion or craft or something like that, that you feel like maybe you could turn into something that would, you know, bring you in some money, then work at it. But I think it needs to have meaning and fulfillment in and of itself rather than just producing income or something like that. I mean, it kind of drives me crazy when, you know, it's always like turn your passion into profit. You know, I mean, some things exist just for their own enjoyment. And that's not saying you can't have a goal of doing that. You know, if you're a writer and you want to get paid to write, you have to publish, or not publish, but you have to put a lot of things up there online on Twitter and Instagram, and Medium is also a good site to do that. But you have to do that a lot before anybody's going to notice. I mean, like 2, 3, 4 years. You got to post a lot of things to get any kind of sustainable following. So you better love to do it. I mean, you better love to write, you know. And loving it doesn't mean it's always fun, that it's always convenient. But if someone writes a novel with the expectation that they're going to be published, they may very well be disappointed. And if their first novel doesn't get published, that disappointment may prevent them from sitting down and trying to write another novel. John Steinbeck, his first three novels didn't get published. And I think, you know, he said it's because he wasn't a very good writer at that point. He had to work at it. It's that growth mindset type thing. J.K. Rowling famously went to 16 publishers before her book was accepted by one. You know, yeah, if her expectation was, well, I'm going to go to the first 10, and if they don't take it, that's that. You know, she wouldn't have gotten it published, obviously. But there's also that love of doing it. You know, I think that's got to be there to sustain things. You know, I did a short film, and it got into no festivals, 0 out of 22. So we're going to do another one this summer. I do remember the guys at the studio asking me, well, what do you want to do with the film? Well, my goal at the time was just to make a film. I'd never done that before. Just to make a short film from beginning to end, have it edited, get some good music and sound mixed, and it's done, and get a poster for it and submit it to festivals. That was my goal. And I did that because that was well within my reach. You know, if it would have been a failure if I didn't finish it or if I didn't start it to begin with. The fact that it didn't get into any festivals is beyond my control. I mean, festivals are run by human beings and they all have different tastes and things like that. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't like to get into festivals, because that could be a springboard to actually making movies and making money at it. That would be great. And that is a goal, something I have in mind, but I love making short films. I love writing scripts, developing characters. You know, I love that. So that to me has sometimes been a little hard to communicate, because I know the guys at the studio were disappointed by that, but I just love doing it. So, you know, what can I say? I mean, that I'm not going to do it again? Of course I will, because I love being on set. I love doing it. I was disappointed. I'm not going to lie about that. I was disappointed. I thought we would get into at least like one or two out of 20, and we didn't. So, you know, there you go. All I can go back to is just, you know, do the work. I mean, I worked on one feature film, I'm remembering, when I lived in New York, and it had a $2 million budget, and the thing never got finished. So I'm looking at that and thinking, okay, well, that didn't even get finished. At least I finished my little short. Go back to asking yourself, do I love what I do? You know, is this really what I want to be doing? Is this really what I enjoy, get fulfillment out of? And if I do have a goal in mind, then what do I do to get to that goal? You know, if it's taking off, I don't know, 20 pounds, well, maybe at the end of the month you took off 10 pounds. Congratulate yourself for that. You know, maybe if you want to start a business, you've developed some sort of business plan. And you're thinking about it. You're actually getting things down on paper because it's something you would really like to do. Can you expect to get a loan for it? I guess you could. But again, that's something that might be somewhat beyond your control. So I think another thing about expectations is just doing what you can. You know, for some people, it's like all or nothing. Either I lose the 20 pounds or I lose none of it. You know, either I am wildly successful or I'm not. And it's not an all or nothing proposition. You know, and I think that mentality of either I quit my job right now and start following my passion tomorrow with no plan, no income, you know, that scares a lot of people, rightfully so, but it doesn't have to be like that. So in this new year, you know, let's try not to be too much a victim of our expectations, work at things that we really enjoy doing, and if it unfolds into something that's financially successful, great. If it doesn't, well, maybe there's another project you can work on. There's something else that you can try. All right, everybody, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll be back at you very soon with more, hopefully, if not enlightening, podcasts. At least it gives you a little food for thought. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.